This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You know, I respect Brother Carlson. He thinks this virus is really bad. I respect Mike Adams. He thinks it's really bad. But there's another big study out that China overstated the severity of the virus and used it for political control. So, again, I'm not denying this virus is going to hurt some people and kill a lot of folks. It's bad. But the way the globalists are using it is going to kill the economy. Truther, Clark, Greg, Philip, we're going to get to all of you ahead of Mike Adams. Also, Kyle, one of the great producers in there, and it runs the switcher, which is a brave job when it's a cheap tricaster like we have. It's like flying a space shuttle with a tinker toy. But he wants to pop in and talk about what he's seen. He's a smart cookie. But let's go ahead and talk to Clark in Denver. Wife is nurse, manager for major hospital, says it's at capacity. Tell us what you're seeing.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Alex. So I'm not trying to panic anyone. It's been at capacity for 2 months. They've had hallway beds and really sick patients. She's around the most vulnerable of our population, heart disease, elderly people, people with serious illnesses. And I asked her 10 weeks ago, I said, they tell you about this virus? No. Okay. 8 weeks ago, they tell you, they say anything? No. And then about 6 weeks ago, I'm sitting around the table with her and her brother, who's a physician, and his wife is a physician, and I ask all three of them, and they're like, oh, that's just a cold. That's no big deal. That's hype. And I asked my wife, I said, what are you going to do when this institution that supposedly has your best interest in mind tells you all of a sudden that you need to worry about this and that it's a problem? And you know what? They rolled it out. The same day they rolled it out to the entire country last Wednesday. And the panic that ensued wasn't natural. It was the employees and the patients who started to panic.
By the way, that's what Steve Pachinik said. And I mean, he was gone for like 3 months and couldn't come on. And then the next time he was on, I told Daria, I said, man, does he have cancer or something? Looks like he's 20 years older. He looks better now. He almost died and believes he got it because he was working with a Chinese student. He's involved in obviously a lot of stuff as a famous master spy. And he goes to North Korea, to North Korea on a regular basis. I'm just going to leave it at that. He's actually but the point is that when he said that, people were like, oh, yeah, right. But now we're learning it's been here since at least last November. And that's why we know now the CDC massively increased secret preparations for quarantines in November. But you better believe they didn't tell the president. They keep so much stuff. And I'm not just defending the president. They keep him not appraised of stuff so they can make him look bad. That's been confirmed.
Two more quick points. You had an epiphany with that COVID-1984, but you missed it just a little bit. It needs to be COVID-1984. And one other thing, I think it's real rich that we've got a bunch of liberal pro-choicers shaming people into conduct to save the most vulnerable among us. I'm out.
Well, brother, all I can say is God bless you, and God bless your wife that works at this hospital. And I just please call me back with updates. We're going to be opening the phones up every day now at a certain time for medical workers, police, military, first responders to have a chance to call in and tell us what they see happening. All right, we're going to break in a moment. I don't want to cut you short. So Truther and Greg, we're going to take your calls, and we're also going to have Kyle pop in with what he saw. Now, here's the deal. It is the concerted rollout of the PR between the EU, the Chi-Coms, the Democrats, and the deep state. They told me 7 weeks ago, this is going to be horrible. I said, I don't know how deadly it is, but I said the response is going to be hysteric. Just like the Spanish flu that killed 50 million people, or whatever the number is. They say 30 to 80, no one knows. It wasn't the virus killed you. Your body would have an autoimmune response to it so strong you'd fill full of liquid and you'd die. And 600 plus thousand Americans die. And the fact this is man-made, you know, again. But is it man-made and weak? They made it so they know how it mutates? Or does it mutate to something worse? Or does it burn itself out? There's a lot of variables here, but everybody gets it now. This is serious, and it's everything we predicted. Global government trying to dominate the nation state and the individual through fear with a man-made bioweapon.
We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have some video that just came out, was just posted to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. If you're a radio listener and want to go see it, TV viewers, we're about to play it. A woman shoots video at FedEx Stadium in Maryland, just miles from the D.C. border, of the National Guard setting up an emergency center, obviously, for people that are end up having it. We have the exclusive photos inside the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center, the largest in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, showing where they are putting up hundreds and hundreds of beds inside of the facility. So that article with those exclusive photos is also up on InfoWars.com. So the government's taking this very serious and is gearing up for something big. Mike Adams joins us next segment. And unfortunately, more and more of what he said looks like it's being vindicated. So we're looking at all sides of this. We had Ted Nugent and his wife on earlier. They're being pretty positive about it. But we've all got front row seats to this right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Truther, who's a medical worker at clinics in California during lockdown. The governor has basically put you under martial law. 40 million people are told to leave their homes unless for essential things. And the reporter goes, well, why don't you just do martial law? And he goes, it's a subtlety, honey. We are under martial law. Played that clip already three times earlier. Truther, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. This is East Bay Truther calling from FEMA Region 9 here in California. I'm a medical clinic worker, and I'm mobile. So even though they have this quote-unquote statewide lockdown, we're still out and about, and I'm keeping my eyes open and just seeing what's going on.
What do you think's going on?
You know, I think they're not letting the crisis go to waste. And they already have everybody under the impression that this is like Ebola here in California. The shelves are being emptied out at many of the supermarkets. So in my day-to-day duties, I service clinics all over the Bay, from the North Bay to the East Bay. Luckily, I don't have to go into San Francisco, but every once in a while I am dispatched into the city. But so far, it's been smooth sailing on the highways. That I will say, traffic is basically non-existent. Yesterday, driving home during rush hour, it was like a ghost town on the 580. That's one of the major intersections here in the East Bay. And I think the fear is paralyzing people right now.
I agree. When I looked at Gavin Newsom, I watched the whole or most of the hour 15. I skipped ahead a few times, finding the martial law clip. He was like gleeful, And I thought, he's acting so gleeful. Let me go watch other videos of him. He doesn't usually act that gleeful. And his staff, they are loving this power grab as their state falls apart, as there's feces and drugs everywhere and fentanyl deaths. And the man just looks like what the American Psycho, played by Christian Bale, wished he did. I mean, the guy is so disingenuous, so creepy, he makes my skin crawl. And then he's up there just licking his lips.
Yeah, he needs to be called for impeachment. I mean, you know, there's an argument going on right now that the First Amendment right to assemble is more important than a quarantine and a lockdown. His executive order, I believe it was N33-20 California State Code or whatnot. And I'm questioning the constitutionality of this.
Well, absolutely, you know, because under this, look, England and Europe's already done it, and it's now coming here. 6 weeks, they grab you to see if the virus pops up when it's 14 days. So it's a global standardization. And at that point, folks, it's time for civil disobedience. This is us learning how to be slaves. God bless you, Truther. Stay with us. Greg, we're going to go to you in a moment and then get one of our crews take. But here's the footage from FedEx Stadium shot today of the National Guard massing.
So, everyone, I am live right now. This is crazy. I'm live right now. I mean, I'm live right now at FedEx Field. This is what's going on. They have the military setting up for this quarantine. They're not playing games. OMG. This is crazy. These military trucks are here. This is where they will be stationed, and they're not playing games, y'all.
Okay, so there you go, folks. This thing killed less than 4,000, they claim, in China. It's over that now, or getting close to that in Italy. Okay. And we're told it burned out. It peaked there because they locked down. No, they didn't. Wuhan was over 8 million people. 5 million ran during the thing. They ran all over the world. So, again, this isn't making sense to me. Let's go ahead and go to one of our great producers in there, around the board, Kyle. Kyle, what did you witness yesterday and today, and what do you think's going on?
Yeah, Alex. So about a few weeks ago, my gut was telling me that this was all a white coat operation of medical tyranny. The globalists trying to take back power and to regain control. However, my head was taken just a moment to catch back up to my gut. Until yesterday, when I was at my apartment complex, I happened to witness a woman about the age of about 75, a Hispanic woman, being taken out of her apartment on a stretcher. And as she was coming out of the apartment, I happened to notice that the three EMTs who were taking her out, not a single one of them had a face mask on. And given, yes, this woman could have had any ailment non-related to coronavirus, but you would think in such a time of panic and pandemic that the EMTs would take care of their own safety by wearing face masks.
That's right. If we're being told you can't go outside your house and you can't assemble and you can't buy guns, you can't, you know, do any of this anymore, then why all over the country are the hospital staff not doing it? Because they haven't been told to yet, because the CDC shipped people in that had it, dumped them out on purpose. That's now confirmed in San Antonio News. We broke it a month ago. And let it incubate as an attack on America. That is what is going on here. And so either it's a hoax, almost, you know, and pretty much a fake virus, or the system is deliberately spreading it so when it gets bad, they can take all our rights. What do you think?
I personally think that some of these cases may potentially just be the flu and other potential deaths that are taking place.
Yeah, there's old people by the thousands every week dying of stuff when they're old. That's why I have a study here. 99% of patients killed by coronavirus in Italy had existing issues, and the average age was 85 now.
Yeah, I see this as a last-ditch effort for the white coats and for medical tyranny to try and push their vaccinations on us, for Bill Gates and others to try and push this digital ID on us, and to try and regain control from the people during a time where we were clearly taking it back and we need to put our feet down now and stop them.
Well, you're definitely right that they're using it for power, regardless of how deadly the virus is, and that they are licking their lips. Thank you so much for the great point. Let's jam in one more call, and we'll continue, but Mike Adams is coming up. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg in Oklahoma. Thanks for calling, a paramedic.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jones, it's a pleasure to speak with you. So I work on both sides of the country. I'm not your normal paramedic. I've been at this quite a while. So coming from Oklahoma, we are highly unprepared for this. And that is by design. So Mike Adams is one of the smartest guys I've ever listened to, but there's only one thing that he's wrong about. It is true that we have approximately 1 million beds that are corporate-ran medical facility, hospitals, or whatever. He said a while back, they keep right around about 200,000 of those open. That's not correct. They run these hospitals at the maximum amount. So whenever something like this happens, the military will automatically step in. They keep a lot of these beds full with low acuity patients on purpose. So basically these big hospitals, they're not making money if they're not full. So
hold on, you're going to get a chance. I don't want to hang up on you. Mike's going to come on for a segment, and then I'll go to your call and go to another caller with him, because I'm not sure exactly your point.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him, it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here live, still broadcasting worldwide. It's we're already under martial law. They just haven't officially announced it everywhere yet. But the governor of California said, we don't need to call it martial law. It's just a subtle word game. We're already under martial law. So that's where we are right now. We've got the different definitions of martial law here that I'll be going over. But never forget who's running all this in the background. The whole system. The disease X fearmonger from the UN and the tabletop exercise of 65 million 4 months ago, and then the virus patented and ready for a vaccine in the background. Bill Gates, here's what he had to say about your grandma.
The trade-off society is making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
So what you're about to see, whether it's 10,000 or 200,000 that die, is triaging. They're going to have bioethics boards and decide not to give old people any treatment. And then it's, were you ever a smoker? And like in England, they're saying, if you're a racist, we're not going to give you health care. So Mike Adams is here, hadn't been on a couple days with us, appreciate him coming on, to give us on this Friday edition his take on all these big developments. I'm glad he did a story yesterday about what we talked about for weeks, and it didn't get any attention. The CDC was hiring all these people for a quarantine in November. They were bringing them in. Mike and I covered this 4 or 5 weeks ago to San Antonio and turning people loose they knew had it. So it's pretty clear here that this is a deep state operation. Question is, what does Trump do? So with all the new developments, is Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Mike, good to have you here with us. Where do you want to start first?
Well, thank you, Alex. It's great to be back with you. And I'm sorry about the delays. I am planting potatoes and hatching baby chicks in incubators because I believe we need to be thinking about using our stored food to bridge into self-reliance of food production. That's how serious I believe this is.
Oh, they're saying 18 months now. In 3 months, it'll be a depression.
Yeah. And if you're not thinking about producing food at some level in order to augment your existing food supplies, then I don't think you're, you know, anybody doing that is well prepared. Look, the food supply lines are collapsing. The extra buffer that was in the food distributors, the grain processors, and even farming is now gone. The excesses are gone. The store shelves will not be restocked at the levels that you have seen for the last 2 weeks. That will not continue. There's going to be a lot of wipeouts. And by the way,
that's really the big news. We said this a month ago as we talked to the big food suppliers and others. Now it's in the news there's going to be shortages and the supply chain's breaking down. That is insane.
Well, absolutely. And Alex, I'm sad to predict this, but I'm predicting there are going to be food riots in America. There will be shootings in parking lots over food until, and this is coming, the National Guard is going to lock down the Walmart parking lot pickups, the Costcos, the Targets.
By the way, they announced, as you know, 2 weeks ago, that's where they're deploying to. And now today it's happening. Here's New York. And we just showed D.C. earlier in Maryland.
Yes, and really the big picture here is, this is my take on it. This is absolutely real. Thousands of people are dying in Italy. Europe is the new Wuhan, and yet the globalists are piggybacking on this real event with real deaths in order to bring in absolute tyranny and try to crush our civil rights. And that's the battle, Alex, from here forward. How do we maintain self-isolation for the period that's necessary to help Trump beat this and help Trump restore America's elections?
Listen, I wish I was out on a farm like you, prepositioned the last 5-6 years. I've been so busy. I literally am sitting here in the middle of town with my family, and I knew it was all coming, but I've been so busy at the information guns that now it's just catch up. This is bad. I mean, there's no doubt they're making their move.
You're absolutely right, brother. I'm telling you, this is going to get bad, and I know you, at least I hope you've got some bug out locations in mind that may be necessary, may not. You have plenty of stored food, I know, but it may come down to more than that. The thing is, we now have to prepare to fight for our civil liberties as we endure the lockdown and isolation that is medically necessary or epidemiologically necessary.
That's what I've been saying, and people try to say we're disagreeing. I don't. I've just been saying I'm worried about fighting the power grab. You're right. People do need to be isolated if they can. The problem is they're trying to set the precedent to take all of our freedoms with this.
Yes, and here's my concern. Important advice for all your listeners. If you've got stored food, start thinking about microcaching right now. Start finding ways to literally hide your food, because FEMA may go door to door and seize what they consider to be excess food so they
can
redistribute it.
That's actually a federal law that Clinton put in, hoarding of food in an executive order.
That's right. So people who plan in advance, and by the way, preppers, they are the ones who are now no longer stressing the grocery stores because they prepped in advance. So preppers should be thanked for easing this situation, but preppers will be targeted and accused of hoarding in advance, and FEMA can come door to door and take your food. Now, this is why I'm growing potatoes, Alex. Important advice. If you grow potatoes, FEMA is not going to come in with shovels and dig the potatoes out of the ground. So one way to hide food is to grow it and have it in the dirt, and that may save your life.
That's why we sold the full spectrum of high-quality seed banks forever. We have them in stock.
That's right.
Ready to ship out right now. And the spring is here, folks. Wherever you live, it's easy to plant tomatoes. It's easy to plant potatoes. It's easy to plant these type of things. And exactly, the globalists are so lazy, they won't be able to seize that.
And by the way, your previous caller is absolutely correct. Alex, my confession and my error in all of this is I have vastly understated the criticality, the extent of this problem. If you go back to my projections.
You're wrong as the guy that works all over the country. He says there's less beds.
That's right. See, I overstated the number of hospital beds. He's probably more correct than I am on that. I understated the number of deaths that are about to occur. My current model had only predicted by today there would be maybe 80 or 90 deaths in America. Now it's way over 200. My models were optimistic. They were better than best case. And that's what we know now. So if you follow the math on this, this is going to get very bad for a while, even though there have been a lot of lockdowns in New York and California.
What do you make of Governor Newsom literally licking his lips? Cuomo, they look like they just won the Super Bowl.
Well, I think they knew this was coming. We know the CDC knew about this last year, and this is why Newsom was really aggressively taking away the Second Amendment rights of citizens and trying to strip everybody of their ability to defend themselves, because tyranny is coming to California. Now, this is what's going to happen, Alex. State by state, the people are going to have to decide how much liberty they will defend and fight for during all of this. Here in Texas, we aren't giving up our guns. We're not going to sign up for vaccine mandates. Not a chance. But will the people of California give up their guns, or in the cities, let's say, will they give up their guns and do vaccine mandates? Maybe they will. And the vaccines.
The Democrats are already talking about that. In New Orleans, they say you can't have your guns.
That's right.
The place they confiscated them before.
That's right. And wouldn't this be a great time to have a ghost gunner machine and be able to manufacture legally your own firearms without serial numbers? You know, right? So we've talked about that before. So people who have those and ghost gunner, you can't get them.
That's my next question when we come back. And I want to get everything you're predicting now, but how about the fact that NewsWars.com and NaturalNews.com and the whole liberty movement has been so dead on about this, predicting the pandemic, predicting the power grab, predicting, I mean, it's crazy how accurate as a community of patriots we've been.
It's because we saw this before, of course, with 9/11 and the Patriot Act, and now we're going to be facing the Bio-Patriot Act.
This is going to be 100 times worse. I mean, this is the big move worldwide. They're coming with the guns. They're coming with forced inoculations. They're testing out the vaccine. California and New York set the precedent. Then the feds will say, can't fly unless you've had the vaccine. Bill Gates has a digital tattoo that goes under the skin, a microchip. I mean, it's here. Mike Adams is our guest, NaturalNews.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Share those links.
our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Analysis. Reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you.
Ladies and gentlemen, my head is spinning right now as I think about what is unfolding. I just got a text from a very smart individual, who I will not name, who talks to the president on a routine basis. And they said that if the shutdowns continue very long, they believe there's going to be a big depression. But at the same time, the virus has to be taken seriously. So that's the Hobson's choice or the paradox. And I want Mike Adams to repeat what he just told you. I told you over a month ago, I said, you better get your food orders in. It's going to go from 7 to 14 days to 3 to 4 weeks. It did. Then I said, so it goes 6 to 8 weeks, and if it goes past 8 weeks, they're talking about suspending food sales because they're not going to sit there on top of your money that long. Well, now I got a call on Monday, and they just said, we're out of the food. We have enough to fulfill all this, but everything's selling out. The supply chain's broken down. And then I talked to a bunch of other people that are involved in it. Well, we knew that 4 weeks ago. The other food companies couldn't even get it. We have the biggest and the best. It's over. And you heard Mike. He's involved in industries and other things as well. Now it's in the news, shortages. They can't supply it. But here's what's worse. A lot of people got so scared, even in critical infrastructure, warehouses, farming, distribution, they ran for the hills. And it's mainly executives and managers that had plenty of money, they think. They've all headed for the hills. And so things are already breaking down. So that's the psych warfare. That's why they released it. They incubated it in China. They launched it. It's all clear. And now the media says, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, don't call it the Chinese virus. Don't call it the Wuhan virus. Trump has given notes and it says that COVID-19. So you can see the motive. You can see it all. But I'm not saying the virus is a hoax. I'm saying the media hysteria over it is the hoax. And China says they've peaked and they're okay now. And Europe's the epicenter. Okay, well, how many died in China? Not that many, supposedly, unless they're lying. Well, then why do we have to stay closed 18 months? That's what the psychotic left wants. There'll be no small businesses left. Notice only the big corporations, Mike, are going to be able to stay open during this. This is a total plan to lock everything down selectively, in my view. What's your view?
We're also collapsing into socialism, finance, and mass inflation. I'll talk about that in a second. But remember, China is not under control. They're having reinfections. Hong Kong just had a mini explosion of plus 48 new cases overnight. Hong Kong doesn't have it under control. Even though the Asian countries like Taiwan and Singapore have done the best job, and South Korea, they did it through very aggressive testing, surveillance. By that, what that means is testing the public and having intel on the infections. That doesn't mean stalking people. But the other thing is they did contact tracing and they did isolation. So that's why their growth curves are linear instead of exponential. They will keep it under control in those countries. The United States is not yet doing any of those things aggressively enough, and Europe did not, and Italy waited, and Spain had a lot of censorship. Alex, Spain was covering this up and saying everything's fine because we have all these Spanish festivals coming up. We need the tourists. So Spain is about to have a very big problem, and the hospitals in the UK are collapsing. I got to say, at this point, I think the debate is over that whether this is deadly or not. Thousands of bodies, truckloads of bodies in Italy, that debate is over. The only question is how bad does it get or how quickly can we get it under control. The New York City hospitals are about to get flooded, and it's going to happen in San Francisco as well. But much of America, geographically, Texas and the Midwest and so on, could get through this relatively unscathed if people would stay home and actually do what Trump is suggesting right now. So the best way we can support Trump, in my opinion, Alex, is to stay home, don't spread the virus, let us get through this so we can have a recovery on the other side. Trump can help us solve this, and we can have elections, and Trump wins re-election, and then he can continue to fight the deep state. But if people don't stay home, if people go out and spread the infection, it's going to get worse and worse, and Trump's going to take the blame because of the narrative that the media has set up for this. But financial socialism is now a very big problem because we're talking about helicopter money to give free money to everybody, much more currency, fiat currency, chasing a very limited supply of scarce goods. You're going to see price inflation on a huge level, including these massive corporate bailouts that are going to flood money in all these corporations and banks, money that's essentially being stolen from us, the taxpayers.
Sure, so, you've got globalists running around saying, oh, it's going to be a Great Depression, but what about the denominator? And I'm not a big math guy, but we don't know the real death rate because we don't know how many people really have it. We just go off these UN numbers. And obviously it kills some people, mainly old people. I'm not denying that, Mike. What I'm saying is if we have a total depression, that's going to kill way more people than this virus is. And I'm not saying people shouldn't try to protect themselves, but I mean, at a certain point, we shut down for 18 months. Maybe we just end civilization. We all commit suicide. I mean, what?
Well, the alternative is to just let it burn through the population and aim for so-called herd immunity, which requires really about 83% of the population to either be immune or dead. So if you go that route, you get a very compressed peak of hospitalizations and death rates skyrocket to 10% or 15%.
What about Newsom's numbers? Because he's talking about, you know, saying half the public will have it or more, locking everything down.
Yes.
You know, they're talking about 20% get hospitalized. Where does Newsom, because I don't believe a damn thing comes out of that demon's mouth.
Well, Newsom's numbers are a projection of what happens if they don't do the lockdown. So actually, we kind of reverse engineered his announcement, and we believe that Newsom believes there are 100,000 Californians infected right now. 100,000. And, you know, that doubles really about every 4 days, but you could say a week if you want to be more conservative.
That's what he said in what? He said in 8 weeks, the majority will be infected?
25.5 million is what he said in 8 weeks, which would be 510,000 deaths in about 13 weeks in California. But that scenario will not occur. So because of the stay-at-home situation, the social distancing, as it's called, there will not be 25 million Californians.
Here's the paradox. And I'm not debating you that the virus kills people. And it's obviously a bioweapon, and it's a weapon against America, and we see all that. We don't know the real morbidity rate because we don't know how many people really have it because there's not the testing. So that's what I'm saying. How do you do an equation when you don't have all the pieces?
Well, you're right that we don't have enough testing to know for sure, but we also don't know the numerator of that fraction, which is the people who are dying right now are also in many cases not being tested, and their cause of death is not being listed as the coronavirus. So what we do see is truckloads of dead bodies in Italy, hospitals overrun in Italy, nurses and doctors crying, screaming for help. The UK now has run out of hospital beds.
And those are not safe. U.S. military arriving at sports stadiums.
That's right. That's right. There will be mass overflows of dead bodies in America. Mark my words, that's coming in less than 30 days in certain cities. But again, most of America geographically can get through this if we follow what Trump is asking us to do, which
sure.
is
how
to
do
stay home.
How do we deal, though, with the economy imploding?
This is a global reset that we're looking at, Alex. I'm afraid this is the black swan meets another black swan. They have baby black swans. I mean, this is a black swan bonanza.
No, I agree. This is a mommy and daddy swans, and they've got a whole bunch of little baby black swans.
I'm not sure that the Western financial infrastructure survives this. I have to say, honestly, I'm not sure. You know, you've for years talked about the importance of gold and silver and land and hard assets that can't vanish. And boy, that advice is really great advice because a lot of other assets are already in the process of vanishing. And I know a lot of people that are moving into treasuries, T-bills, treasurydirect.gov, I think. You can buy treasuries, but eventually the dollar probably is going to be hurt very bad. You'll lose purchasing power pretty aggressively as this bailout continues.
Well, listen, if I had the time and energy, I should have been smart and follow my own advice. When we've got a family ranch in East Texas, but that's 3 hours away. I do need to. I mean, I was already looking the last few months before this at pieces of property and just had all in, put all my money back into the info war to beat the globalists. But, I mean, at a certain point, though, I mean, they're talking about lockdowns. This is an essential operation. We have a warehouse. It has food. It has supplements. Media, you can say, is essential, but they can selectively enforce that. There probably could come a day if this gets really bad where they're going to try to shut us down and we'll be off the air. I won't be happy about that, and I'll fight it tooth and nail. We've got ways to stay on air. We'll let the globalists know that, but still, half of me just wants to bug out of here. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and an antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Come in tomorrow or talk to the other crews who wants to volunteer. You guys are working your butts off to come in, say 2 o'clock tomorrow and do a 2-hour live commercial free show and take calls and war game this, because we have to work now. Mike Adams of Natural News, I've got this question for you. Trump was behind the curve, and I totally agreed with you and others that he needed to get ahead of it or they were going to blame him, and they clearly then did that. Now they're trying to get him to clamp down more and longer because they know it'll hurt the economy, which they'll then blame on him. He obviously knows that. But how do you think Trump's done so far, and what do you think they're going to hit him with next?
Actually, I think after he got over that initial curve, he's done really extraordinarily well, and he's found that middle ground. He said he's not going to have a national lockdown. Trump is leaving it up to the states and regions to decide for themselves. I think Trump is really now doing a very good job on this, although I wish he would recommend vitamin C. I wish he would tell people to start growing food in their own front yards. He should issue an executive order that legalizes home gardening in every neighborhood and every yard across America. Victory Gardens for America to help the stressed food supply so that people can grow their own food. So that's what I think. And also, by the way, he's a little too much friendly with Big Pharma and the vaccine industry and hasn't mentioned the antivirals and the supplements and the superfoods yet. But on the Big Pharma question here, Alex, this is how we can avoid a vaccine mandate coming down on all of us. There is this drug. It's hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine, however you pronounce it. It's working in many patients in early trials. It's working very well. It's a low-cost generic drug. It does not enrich Big Pharma. It can be manufactured by anybody. It's off-patent. This should be made available right now all across America. And I think Novartis actually just donated millions of doses of this, which is good on their part to do.
Tell folks what this old, known, very effective anti-malaria drug does. It somehow pushes zinc into the cells. Correct?
Yes. It pushes zinc into the cells, interfering with the mitochondrial replication of the virus. So what this means, everybody, listen, get some zinc, because if you don't have zinc in your blood, this drug can't work effectively. It doesn't mean that zinc itself stops the virus from replicating, but in combination with this drug, and they also use an antibacterial, by the way, that's off-label, you know, very common, in combination, it stops most viral replication. Now, there are some side effects. There is some kidney damage in people who have vulnerability to that. It's not without risks, but the risks are very low compared
exactly.
to the risk
Nothing
of dying.
Nothing on this world is a panacea. Nothing is perfect. But you notice there's nothing in the media about zinc, but people know. Did you know zinc sold out almost everywhere?
Yes, it's sold out everywhere. Absolutely. Just like potatoes are starting to get sold out everywhere because people are realizing it's time to grow potatoes and things like that. But look, we can beat this. We've got that drug. We've got the zinc. We've got antiviral herbs. We've got vitamin C. You know, we can beat this. We can get through this. It's going to be hell for a couple of months.
But I saw articles going, people take time to have comfort food, ice cream, cake, and liquor. That's the opposite
that's
of what you need.
That's right. And also, Alex, America's health overall is very poor. We have very high comorbidity factors, as they're called. A lot of people are on a lot of prescription drugs. A lot of people have a sedentary lifestyle. They're sitting on couches.
Similar to the Chinese. We're very unhealthy.
Well, and even I would say that Italians are healthier than Americans.
Oh, yeah, of course they are.
And so Americans, I would not be surprised if we have a 5% or a 6% fatality rate in the United States from this. It's too early to tell. We'll see. Maybe it's only 2%. Okay. But it's not going to be anywhere near zero or the 0.1%, which is the common flu. This is going to kill a lot of people, but we could get through this I'm even admitting this pharmaceutical can help. Zinc can help. Herbs and foods can help. But most of all, folks, you know, get off the junk foods, get off the sodas, stop smoking cigarettes, stop your unhealthy lifestyles, because that's going to get you killed.
Well,
literally.
Let me raise this, Mike. We both, together with our expert guest, predicted all this happening, the hysteria, said it was serious. People go, well, Alex, what you're saying is really serious, but then you're saying don't overblow it. The effects, the hysteria, the lockdown, the depression, we knew it was all coming, the breakdown of the food supply, all of that, and if it's 1% dies now, people are going to go crazy and run off the edge of
cliff. That's right.
What about this article? A fiasco in the making. As the coronavirus pandemic takes hold, we are making decisions without reliable data. That's from Stat News. And they just go on to say, we don't have the basic numbers. No one really knows. So then I go back to anecdotal, the army vehicles, the thousands of dead in Italy. The things we do see says that there is something going on with this. And then the fact that it's man-made, that's where I really get concerned. And why doesn't Trump make a bigger deal about that? He did point out that it came out of China. They shouldn't blame the U.S. military. Why doesn't he just come out and say it?
Well, at least he is calling it the Chinese virus, which is accurate. It is the Wuhan virus, or the CCC virus, as the Epoch Times refers to it. But look, because of the speed at which this moves, we can't wait for perfect data. This is part of the issue. We have to stay ahead of this curve of rapid exponential spread. So it means we have to make some decisions without full information at our disposal. And that's, you know, the speed of this is the issue. If we don't move quickly enough, we end up like Italy or Spain or the UK now being overrun, or even New York City. They move slowly. slowly. In fact, America moved slowly because the CDC did it on purpose. As you well know, we talked about this, the CDC withheld testing kits to put us behind almost a month. So the CDC created this situation, and I hope when this is over and done with, because we will survive, that Trump investigates the criminal offenses of the CDC, the criminal negligence of that agency that will cost maybe hundreds of thousands of lives in America because they couldn't stop diseases, and that's their only damn job, Alex.
And they have all these bioweapon labs and sell this crap to everybody. All right, Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Thank you for all the time. Really appreciate the work you're doing. We'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. for sure. I'm trying to get the crew to come in. They're willing tomorrow. So I'm just going to say it. We go live 2 p.m. tomorrow. You can guarantee it at Infowars.com/show and Bandai Video. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, the War Room with Owen Schroeder is coming up. I got to most of your calls. I'm going to be up here 7 days a week. My wife and children understand. This is such an insane time. The best news I've seen in a while, though, is that it is from CNN, so I got to check what they said. But, guys, bring in that article, please. The president says he's not going to have a total lockdown, and he's going to leave it to the states. Well, that's really good news, because that would kill the economy and have a Great Depression, as the Federalist Society or everybody else is playing with the president. But that's not currently considering a nationwide lockdown. I just saw another one where he was saying he's not going to do it, to leave it to the states. My problem is they keep ratcheting it up, and these governors are the ones that are doing this, and it's out of control. And so there's a question where he was asked this. So we'll grab the video. We'll have it on the War Room. This is a big deal. Even if it kills a million people, folks, which I don't think it will, a Great Depression's worse than that. And you just can't live in a cave because there's things out there that are a problem. And I love old folks, but it's 90%+ are above the age of 70. This has not killed anybody below the age of 30 yet. And it's just out of control. It gives government total power. Now governments are saying they control the bandwidth and who can have internet, and it's just going to get worse and worse. The level of tyranny you will live under is the exact level that you will put up with, as Thomas Jefferson said. I don't think we'll ever find that necessary. There is the quote. That just happened today. We'll get those clips for the War Room coming up. Owen Schroeder, band.video, the Owen Schroeder clip. Infowars.com/show. You find all the live shows and the archives there. And the way we get to new people is you. And I'm so thankful for you. This is such a crazy time to be alive. Okay, in closing, we've talked about chloroquine and how it forces zinc into the cells, the malaria drug. And in the studies, it's really effective so far against the coronavirus. Well, zinc is known, ladies and gentlemen, to be antiviral. I'm not saying it's a cure. I'm not saying it's a treatment. I'm saying if you don't have vitamin C, you die. If you don't have zinc, you die. If you don't have oxygen, you die. If you don't have water, you die. Well, we have a great product. It's the Real Red Pill Plus and the Real Red Pill that has all the vitamins, all the minerals, and a big dose of high-quality zinc in it with preglinone that's known as a precursor in all the body of your hormones, and so it helped boost all of your overall body's defense. The Real Red Pill, vitamins, minerals, and preglinone. We have zinc, ladies and gentlemen, in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com in the Real Red Pill, the Real Red Pill Plus. It's got a big dose in it. Vitamineral Fusion has a moderate one. It's just got so many things in it. That's back in stock. And I'm doing this for 50% off the Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus has some natural stimulant in it until it sells out. We got a limited supply of both of these. I was telling my wife today, I said, hey, get some more just pure zinc, because you probably don't want to give this to children. It's got preglinone in it, and research it for yourself. And she went to the store and said, it's all sold out, but we did have one big bottle at the house. I said, thank God we're not going to be breaking up into smaller pieces for the kids, because it's big old, you know, zinc lozenges. But you definitely want to get zinc however you can. It's in the Real Red Pill, great for adults. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And a lot of stuff selling out, so be sure and take advantage of it. We have the little 1 ounce silver topical stuff back in. That's about to sell out as well.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.